Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Bruce Hurdle with you on, what day of the week is this? Wednesday?
Wednesday, all day. Well,
whatever day it is, we're here for you.
We are. How much are you paying attention to baseball right now, or as football and fantasy football?
Not a lot.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, it's all football. You know, for baseball, for me right now, I mean, it's been Salvi watch, honestly, and that's about it. Because the Royals aren't in it. The Rangers
aren't
in it.
Right.
So it's harder to lock in when you don't have a team for baseball that you can watch every day. I've always said that. It's hard to lock into baseball as a whole when you don't have a team to watch with interest every day. And while we have interesting things to watch and important things to watch for the Royals, the outcomes of the games don't mean a whole lot right now.
Right.
And
yeah,
so
of course
it does. It makes, I'm willing to admit that. And I love baseball. I'm a baseball guy, but you know, it's every day. And if you don't have a reason to watch every day, you kind of don't. So you miss some of it. I think it's been impossible not to pay attention to the MVP race, because I can't remember a more interesting MVP race than what we've seen in the American League. And quite frankly, I guess it's Bryce Harper's to have in the National. I don't really care about the National League MVP race because there's so much awesomeness to the American League MVP race that I have been paying attention to and checking in on and seeing where things stand every day.
Okay. And so that's a good place to pick it up here. Shohei Ohtani last night hit his 45th home run. He becomes the first player since A-Rod in 2007 to hit 45 home runs and steal 20 bases. Now, wouldn't that be enough to be MVP? Well, the answer is probably. A-Rod was MVP in 2007. But then you add the 9-2, which is what his pitching record is, and no surprise, Shohei Ohtani has been the favorite from day one, or at least the favorite from week two of the start of the season to right now. And even with the run that Vlad Guerrero is making, it's pretty clear to me that Shohei Ohtani not only is going to be the MVP, but Jacob should be the MVP.
Yeah, he'll get it. And I think it's really it's really unfortunate, excuse me, that we're a couple of things are going to happen here. Vlad Guerrero, he's not going to get the Triple Crown because he's not going to catch Salvi in RBI.
Right.
So I think as great as his season has been, if he doesn't have the Triple Crown to hang his hat on, he's not going to be the MVP. Not that he was going to anyway. He's had an unbelievable season. Leads the league in hits, average, right there in home runs, which all the candidates are. He's way up there in runs scored. Doesn't strike out a lot. Like, he's doing so many amazing things. And in a normal year, it would be an MVP season easily. Like, no question. It's not enough to overtake Shohei Ohtani. It's certainly not enough to overtake Shohei Ohtani if he doesn't have the RBI lead and have the complete triple crown. Maybe he gets it. I doubt it. He's 10 off of two different guys. Okay, so that seems unlikely. And then the even more unlikely, and, you know, Marcus Semien has an MVP case too in a normal year. He's not going to get it, obviously. I think he's fourth at best right now, but he's having an unbelievable season too. But Salvador Perez is the other guy because he's a catcher. Because he's a catcher, and there's historic value to his season. He's now the greatest home run hitting catcher in any single season in Major League Baseball history. Oh, by the way, leads the league in RBI. He's a 276 hitter. It's not just power for him. And he's a catcher. And a gold glove caliber catcher at that.
Yeah.
That's enough to get an MVP.
One of the best defensive catchers in all of Major League Baseball. No question.
But when you see what Shohei Ohtani does, I don't know how you can give it to anybody else. It'd be one thing if he wasn't a good pitcher, but he's a borderline great pitcher. And like an all-star level pitcher. He's a blossoming superstar offensively. It's going to be Shohei. It should be Shohei. We said this at the all-star break-ish, that, man, what happens if we get a triple crown in this? Now, Salvi's the one we didn't see entering the equation here, as great as his season had been, which, of course, he has. He's planted himself right in the middle of it. I saw a funny graphic from, I think it was like MLB.com, and they said, who's your pick? And it gave the three, and it was Vlad, Shohei, and Marcus Semien. It's like, man, like again, I don't like buying into that. Nobody pays respect or love, but it drives me back to the home run derby when Salvi had the second best round and they didn't talk about it till his last two home runs. Like, come on, baseball. Like, get behind Salvi. Why is baseball not beating its chest? You have one of the most charismatic players in all of baseball who deserves a national stage. And they've done a really good job giving that to Shohei this year, better than they normally would. But, man, we should be seeing Salvador Perez on everything. And Vlad Jr., for that matter. I don't see a lot of Vlad Jr. because he plays in Toronto. And it's just like, okay, baseball. But Salvi's year, it's too bad that it happened in a year where he's not going to get the MVP. But at the same time, it's made for a really, really fascinating for baseball people conversation on the MVP and how absolutely deserving three, if not four, if you want to put Semien in there. I don't think he's to the level of the other three, but he's having a great year. But man, I mean, Marcus Semien hit 41 home runs this year. How many people know that? He's hit 41 home runs. Yeah. He's had an unbelievable year. It's crazy as a second baseman. But again, not where these other guys are.
No,
it's just I cannot get over the fact that Salvador Perez just set the single season home run record for a catcher in Major League Baseball, and Major League Baseball just doesn't talk about it. I finally got some push alerts about it or something. It's just like, come on, guys! Nothing excites fans more than a home run chase.
No, you're absolutely right. By the way, the home run chase is interesting. Vlad Guerrero has 46, his previous career high 15. Perez, obviously, we've talked about his previous career high 27, now with 46. And Ohtani's previous career high 22, now with 45. These three guys are going to lead the American League in home runs. It's the first time that you've had three guys lead the American League in home runs that have been born outside of the United States, Canada, Venezuela, and obviously Japan. But, you know, to the point on Shohei Ohtani, Jacob, you could make the argument, and don't spit out your coffee, folks, that this is the greatest season in Major League Baseball history by an individual. You could make the argument.
Yeah, you absolutely can, and I think baseball's done a good job, as I was just railing on him, of really highlighting what he's doing. it's he pitches, he doesn't pitch every fifth day, and that makes it a little more difficult to really lock into that. And he was mesmerizing us as a power hitter for a while, so we also didn't lock into his pitching as much, but we should lock into his pitching. He's a really good pitcher. And with like as electric of stuff as anybody. But he hits 45 home runs. I don't know. It's hard because I don't know. Like I don't know what anybody early on in baseball was doing when they were two-way players. It's not just this, Bruce. We don't even have another two-way player.
No.
It's not that he's doing this so much better than everybody. Like, he's the only guy doing it.
Just show me a guy, Jacob, that's hit 45 home runs, stolen 20 bases, and gone 9-2 on the hill. And I'll wait for it.
Right.
You can make the argument that it is the greatest single season achievement in Major League Baseball history. Never seen anything like it.
I think historians will make that argument. I think that they will. I think that argument will be made as we make our way through the history of baseball. And I don't even, now that you say that, like, I don't even know what the greatest seasons were. You would assume the home run record seasons, but those are tainted. It would be difficult to... He can set himself up higher more naturally because of the pitching, right? Because you can sort through some of the, you know, debates internally about, oh, well, this was happening or this was happening. There's nothing holding him back from that. And all the, you know, all the other numbers are there. If he get to 100 runs, he's only 5 short of that. He is walking enough. He doesn't strike out by today's standards at an overwhelmingly alarming number. It's a lot. It's too much, but it's not, you know, it's not anything you can't work with. He gets on base. His on base percentage is good. And I don't, you know, you just got to, and I don't know what the WARs are, but if you combine his WAR as a pitcher and a hitter, I assume it's the highest. I know Marcus Semien was up there. Maybe he may have been higher because of his defense, I assume. I don't know. And I don't know what's to hold him back from content. Now, will he have another season like this? I don't know. Can he outdo himself? I think it's certainly within the realm of possibility. He's a young player. Same with Vlad Jr. These are young players. Salvi's not necessarily young. He's sort of in his peak right now. But Vlad Jr., and got to remember, too, Vlad Jr. was the number one prospect in baseball. But we've been watching Vlad Jr. rip it since he was, what, 8 years old at, you know, All-Star games?
Yeah, sure.
It's just he's in Toronto. He's in Toronto, and it, you know, it doesn't garner the attention. Could you imagine if Vlad Jr. was in New York or Boston?
Oh my God.
Or Chicago? Or like,
no, with his personality and his smile and his energy and just what he brings to the game. No, you're absolutely right. But getting back to Ohtani, and you just shake your head at what this guy's done. If he had just hit, Jacob, 45 home runs and stolen 20 bases and was a position player, let's just say he brought that to the table, he would be in this conversation still, right? He would be in the conversation. He might not be the most valuable player in the face of a Triple Crown winner, potential Triple Crown winner. He's going to be 2/3 of the way to the Triple Crown, talking about Vlad. But you add the 9-2 to the 45 home runs and 20 stolen bases. You asked about greatest seasons ever. And you were right. I think generally Barry Bonds' season in 2004 is probably considered one of the great seasons in history. He walked 230 times. We know about the home runs. Major league record, 609 on base percentage. The all-time record is like 489. He had 609 in 1 year. Hit the 45 home runs. Slugged 812, fourth highest single season slugging percentage of all time. So, okay. Gibson's 112. ERA over 34 starts in 68. Jackie Robinson under the immense, totally unrelatable to any of us pressure that he was under to break the color barrier and still have a National League Rookie of the Year type of season. There are all kinds of that's Pedro Martinez striking out 13.2 batters per nine innings with a 2.07 ERA in 99. But none of those, to me, even going back to DiMaggio in 41 hitting consecutive safely in 56 consecutive games, or Ted Williams hitting 4.06 in that season, I don't think that anything. Rogers Hornsby hitting 426 in a year? I don't know.
It's Shohei Ohtani has 45 homers. They're not doing now, those things in today's era. That we know that to be.
They're not
no
doing
way.
It in today's era.
Rogers
and they're
Hornsby
not cover-
is hitting 427 in 2021.
Right. No, he's not. But Shohei Ohtani's got 45 bombs, 20 stolen bases, and is 9-2 on the hill. I think it's the greatest single season by a player in the history of Major League Baseball. And, I mean, and it's right on our front porch. Got at the All-Star game. You know, Jacob, you know when other players, that's all that they can talk about. We're talking about other players that are All-Stars in their own right, and Shohei Ohtani is still the only thing that they could talk about. That probably cements the respect that he has in the game when your contemporaries are in awe of what you're doing. So that's all you really need to know for me anyway. But so it goes. Cardinals have won 10 straight. Red Sox have won 6 in a row. There are still a handful of teams hanging around the periphery of Major League Baseball's wild card race. Yankees, Oakland, Seattle. In the American League, Phillies and Cincinnati kind of battling in there along with the Cardinals and the Dodgers. Now in the National League, Boston trying to hold off Toronto in the American League, the Yankees as well. We'll get to a little bit of that. Also, plenty of football to get to. Brian Haney to talk KU at the top of second hour. Much to get to. Paul Brockton Hurdle with you. Jed Chambers producing 869 on the KFH hotline, courtesy of Twin Peaks. Good to have you with us on a Wednesday.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.